Masechet Menachot Perek Yod Mishnah He. This Mishnah is going to talk about the prohibition to eat from hadash, to eat from any type of grain, the five types, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, that was grown during that year. You're not allowed to eat it until the Omer has been offered on the 16th of Nisan. This is known to us as Kemach Yashan, the idea that you have to eat only from old wheat as opposed to eating from kemah hadash, from new wheat. Mishnah says, Mishikarav ha'omer, once the omer was offered in the Beit HaMikdash on the 16th of Nisan, Yotzi'in u'motzi'in shuk Yerushalayim shehu male kemah ve'kali. The people would go out and they would find in the shuk of Yerushalayim all the regular flour and the oven toasted flour from the new crop, which was harvested before Pesach. This was against the wishes of the rabbis. The rabbis were nervous that if the new grain was harvested before the Omer, then it may be eaten as well, which would be biblically forbidden. Therefore, they really prohibited any sort of new grain being harvested at all until the Omer was offered. In reality, if you break it down, this is actually a biblical prohibition. According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, when you're harvesting new grain before the barley was cut for the Omer, you're violating a biblical prohibition. In this Mishnah, we're talking about a low-quality grain that grows in an irrigated valley. In that type of situation, or if you have a situation where a person plucked by hand as opposed to a sickle, according to Rabbi Meir, this is only prohibited on a derabanan level. Biblically, it's okay. But here, Hachamim were nervous that if they allowed you to harvest, then a person, while he was harvesting, may eat some of that type of grain, which would violate a biblical prohibition. So therefore, this was problematic. This is Divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that even harvesting this type of permitted grain, which you're allowed to harvest, not allowed to do it because you may consume it until the Omer was eventually offered. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Birtzon Hachamim Hayu Osim. According to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, this was in accordance with the wishes of Hachamim. There was no prohibition over here. The rabbis never prohibited harvesting grain before the Omer offering. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the rabbis were not concerned that you were going to eat the grain while you were cutting or while you were processing it. Therefore, there was no idea of prohibiting the harvest. After we discuss this idea of eating the new grain before the proper time, the Mishnah is now going to talk about when you're allowed to eat from the new grain. Mishikarav ha'omer hutarei hadash miyad. Once the omer was offered the Beit HaMikdash on the 16th of Nisan, it was permitted to eat from the new crop right away. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to eat the new grain until you bring the offering to Hashem, the omer offering. Once that offering of the omer was brought, then new grain is allowed right away, even before the korban of the olah that's brought together with the omer was offered. So right away it becomes allowed. The people who were far off, far away from Yerushalayim, and they didn't know when the omer was offered, were allowed to eat from the new crop at midday and on, like we'll explain below. Mishahara Beit HaMikdash, after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, when there was no more korban ha'omer, Hitkin Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai, Shiyehe Yom Henef Kulo Asur. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai instituted that the day of waving itself, which is the 16th of Nisan, we call it the day of waving because it's when the Omer was waved, when the Beit HaMikdash was around, that it should be forbidden that entire day, that it's forbidden to eat the Hadash, the new crop of grain, for the entire day. After the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, there's no more Korban HaOmer. The Hadash grain is permitted on a Deoraita level right away at daybreak. But Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai made a prohibition for the new crop that entire day. Another Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, is going to challenge him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'alo minat Torah hu asur. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? How could you tell me that he prohibited it on a Derabanan level for the entire day of the 16th? After the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the new crop is prohibited on the entire day of the 16th. It's not a derabanan prohibition. Shene'emar ad etzem hayom hazeh. Like the Torah tells us, until this very day, you're not allowed to eat bread or the grain from the new crop until this very day. We learn from here that when there's no korban ha'omer, the hadash grain is forbidden on the entire 16th of Nisan on a Deoraita level. So what does this mean that Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai made a new decree that you're not allowed to eat from the Hadash, or the new crop? The Mishnah doesn't answer this, but the Gemara does elaborate on this and says that Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai disagreed on how you read the Pasuk. He understands Ad Etzim Hayom Hazeh as talking about the very beginning of the day, that once the start of the day arrives, until this day, the Hadash is prohibited. But once the 16th arrives and there's no Korban HaOmer, it becomes permitted immediately on a biblical level by daybreak. And that's where he made his takana. According to Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai, he was nervous that if people would get used to eating the Hadash right away in the morning, they would continue to do so after the Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt. We see how strong the hope of the Hachamim was about the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. They made decrees, because when the Beit HaMikdash is back, we have to make sure that things are going accordingly to the law. So therefore, he was nervous that when Beit HaMikdash would be rebuilt, people would eat it right away, the Hadash, like they were used to, because that's what they would do without the Beit HaMikdash. And really, when Beit HaMikdash was around, they couldn't eat until the new crop was offered, the Korban HaOmer was offered. So therefore, that was the takana that he made. As we said earlier, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, once the Korban HaOmer was brought, you were right away allowed to eat from the Hadash. We also said that people who were far off, far away from Yerushalayim, and had no idea when the Korban was actually offered, were allowed to eat the new crop from midday and on. We'll talk about this. Why were the people who were far away from Yerushalayim allowed to eat from the new grain from midday and on? Because the rabbis who allowed this law, they knew that the Bet Din wasn't going to be lazy with this. People could rely on the Bet Din to make sure that the Kohanim were going to offer the Korban HaOmer right away, as early as possible. So therefore, they can make the assumption that once midday arrives, it's a definite that the Korban HaOmer was offered by midday, and therefore they're allowed to eat from the Hadash foods.